From a defense perspective, pretend you're the charge. When you're preparing for a quarterback, you don't know if it's going to be one guy or the other. Is it more difficult to prepare for two kind of guys?
Not really. I mean, because every quarterback in this league is pretty good. So you can't underestimate no one. But you just got to go out there and execute your game plan.
Even if it's different styles, though, I mean, obviously every quarterback's got
their strengths and weaknesses. Yeah, if you have a quarterback who's very athletic and who can run, obviously you have to be able to account for that. And if you have a quarterback who's just a drop-back passer, you know his strengths. So you just got to go out there and, execute your game plan, but as well, be aware of those situations.
San Diego's playing guys in my room said they're playing a lot better than they were a month ago. Does it matter, though, that you beat them a month ago? You've been there, done that?
No, that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters when we play them on Sunday, whoever go out there and play the best on Sunday, that's all that matters.
That little riff you guys had with San Diego before the game, do you think that was beneficial to you guys, just to stand up to them a little bit?
I don't really know. I mean, because, this is my first time playing against those guys. It was definitely, the emotions were high. They were coming off a bye week, as sure they will be this week. They won 4 in a row. We lost 3 in a row. So it's going to be a huge game. We're excited to play in it, and we look forward to it.
What was all the talk? Were they making fun of your uniforms?
I honestly don't really remember what it was about. It was just two guys. It was a huge division game Monday night. Both teams were excited, and that's pretty much what it was.